this coming out of the mouth of the guy who was just talking about how strong the word hate is.
Dark Knight Rises sucks.
He is not a mentally disabled person.
Are you nuts?
He's just Southern.
I agree with Justin.
Oh, God.
Uptown all the way.
That's Justin's kiss of death right there. Mm.
I like songs with instructions because it really helps me out.
Hello, geek boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm Amanda, and as always, I am joined by Dave, Justin, and Randy. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Stupendous. Thanks for asking.
Glad
how are
to
you
hear
doing?
It. I already said how I was.
Oh.
You did?
Oh, wait, no, I just said who I was.
I got scared.
I thought I was stroking out for a minute there.
We never rehearsed what we would do if Amanda was the first.
Yeah, I said that I would go first, and then we did it right. We did it exactly perfect.
Yeah, I knew we did, but I was nervous. I'm like, I think I go second. I'm going to be quiet.
I figure we always go in the order that our names are mentioned.
Oh, well, I thought of that while she was saying it, but then I was hoping that you guys would remember that I would always go after Amanda, and you guys did. It was awesome.
I knew that Randy was last.
Yeah, Randy is always last.
Wah, wah.
Sorry about that. You're the caboose.
That's all right. I don't mind being the caboose as long as I don't have to take it in the caboose.
No, that's part of the thing. You got to.
Like initiation.
Yeah. Hazing.
Reparations.
Next thing you know, you're going to be putting bars of soap in pillowcases and beating me in my sleep.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Or throwing like slices of bologna at you. That's just kind of weird, but I want to
do it. On a hot day.
Yeah, these little sweat circles on you.
Yeah.
Why does bologna sweat? Way. What is that? That's gross.
Okay, this got trailed so fast. I think that was a record.
Bologna is so gross, too. Like, my dad used to eat, like, fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh,
and would, like,
yeah, you
the house,
put on,
and I'm like,
you
oh,
ever put it on a frying pan and watch it just curl?
Like but you gotta, like, it looks like it's moving. You have to, like, cut it. You have to, like, cut, like, slits.
My mom used to cook bologna in a soy sauce and sugar, and that was really good.
Oh, my God.
And then that's the sandwich.
That sounds terrible.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
It was good.
The smell of bologna.
Put some mayonnaise on the bread, and then you have a nice little hot sandwich.
Gross. Vomit bag.
Anyway, I had an awesome weekend. I won an iPad mini this weekend.
Really? How'd you pull that off?
Yeah.
I was participating in a hackathon at LinkedIn, and my team won the first prize, and I got an iPad.
Sweet.
Yeah. Woo. Anyway. Moving on.
Congrats.
Thanks. I'm going to give it to my mom for Christmas because it doesn't have a retina display.
Oh. Wow. I love how that was such a backhanded yet beautiful gesture all in one sentence.
She doesn't listen to this. So. And I'm too lazy to try and sell it online.
She doesn't listen to it because she was told that I talk about my junk too much. That was her reason for not supporting the podcast.
I think she just
it's
uses
probably
that
true
as...
though.
She's really just using that as an excuse because, like, she doesn't listen to stuff. You know, she doesn't even listen to the music, unless it's like Hawaiian music.
Aloha.
For real. Oh no, she hates that song, but. Oh. Yeah, whenever I hear her listening to music, it's like Izzy or something.
Huh.
You know that Over the Rainbow song with the
The Izzy Kalaki Komaki. The big guy, right? The real heavy dude? That had a heart attack? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
Oh,
anyway.
We lost David.
That's okay. We're going to talk about television first.
He plays a ukulele, you know. Not Dave.
I know he does. I was just talking about the song Over the Rainbow.
I know. I know. I'm just excited that I know one Hawaiian artist.
The only Hawaiian artist.
Oh, I know. Don Ho. Yeah. Who was too old to do a show when I went to Hawaii. I was like, hey, I'm here to see Don Ho. That's great. You should have been here 20 years ago, kid. Son of a bitch.
Is he still alive?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that in 2006, he was too tired to take visitors.
Hmm.
He's probably dead. Anyway, what's going on with The Walking Dead?
So, last night, so you know, like, or last week, how we were left with, like, these burned bodies on the ground and wondering, like, oh my god, who done it? And, you know, like, most shows, they make you wait for weeks to tell you, you know, what happened, but not The Walking Dead. They told us at the end of last week's episode, or last night's episode, and if you haven't watched it yet, fast forward a few minutes, because we're going to spoil some shit.
Like, Rick, he's a detective for, like, 3 seconds, and he figures
right.
it. Holy shit, he's, like, the best homicide detective ever!
Right? He, like, looks at the door handle, and then looks at the ground, and 5 minutes later... Carol, did you kill them?
Yeah. She's like, he's like, come on now.
Well, given the information that we get, it kind of makes sense in retrospect, but then Rick didn't have all the information that we have as audience members, like the way that she continually broke down throughout the episode. You know, at first you think it's just because she's sad about all the terrible things that are happening, but it's really because she's upset about the fact that she did this terrible thing and it ended up being for nothing, because the infection had already spread beyond being contained.
Yeah.
Bitch! And, but yeah, like, what do we think of that? What do we think of her killing Karen and David in cold blood and setting them on fire?
It's pretty hardcore, man.
I didn't see it.
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I read Amanda's review.
Oh,
I want to be up on this stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it, Randy?
I did.
Okay, just checking. Sorry, Dave.
No spoilers here.
I mean, it's cool that they gave it to... I'm glad that they made it someone that is an important enough character and it's not some random Woodbury guy who
right.
we've never met that they're going to mm-hmm. introduce as, like, the new governor. So I'm glad that it's someone we know, it's a main character, and she had her reasons for doing it, and she's not going to apologize for it.
Yeah, because I remember last week we were talking about it, and I was thinking, like, who could it possibly be? Because, I mean, all the characters as they stood at that time, like, you couldn't imagine any of them doing this, but the fact that it was Carol is just kind of like, whoa. That lady is, like, seriously hardcore.
She's reminding me of her dead husband that used to beat the shit out of her.
Yeah. It's a circle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, clearly the new showrunner and executive producers like Carol, because she's gotten more screen time in the first, like, 3 episodes than she got in, like, the first 3 seasons.
Yeah.
So.
Her character's getting some serious development.
Which isn't necessarily bad. She's a lot less annoying than she used to be, but, you know.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I'm really curious to see how this is going to play out, like whether Rick will tell the others or not. I mean, on the one hand, in his role as someone who is kind of a leader, I don't think that he could keep this knowledge to himself. But then on the other hand, he has to know, like, what kind of shockwave is going to go through the group if he reveals Carol's role in their deaths.
Boring.
So boring. I can barely keep paying attention.
Oh my god.
Same here.
And when Carl was like, oh, I'll let you go, but I have to come with you. I was like, shut up, kid. Go make the rounds.
Yeah. Actually, my brother, Michael, made a really interesting comment about that, which he did not put on our website, but, or because I was commenting in my review about how Carl gets kind of creepy every time he has a gun. And Michael is saying that he felt like that was one of the most realistic things about the show, that, like, Carl's acting exactly like a jaded teenager with a gun would act in that kind of situation, which I get.
I can see that. I've never met a jaded teenager with a gun, but I can imagine that they might be that way.
Switching tracks a little bit. Today, Netflix and CBS announced that Dexter is going to be streaming on Netflix starting on Halloween. Just the first four episodes.
Seasons.
And then, first four seasons. And then the rest of the seasons will be available in January. Oh, I was curious. Is anybody still watching S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
What?
What's I haven't watched the last couple episodes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We're already officially bored with that show.
I like the one two episodes ago with these mysterious cloak and dagger people that can just murder you whenever they want. I don't remember what they're called or anything, or if they even have a name, but I remember there was this one chick that, should they have, like, her eye removed?
Oh, yeah.
They're watching. They can see what you see.
Yeah. It's crazy. That was 2 weeks ago.
That was a fun episode, but...
Yeah, that was a good episode, but then the episode after that, it was just crap. It was terrible.
That's too bad.
What's bothering me the most about it is that it feels like it's becoming the Sky show. And Sky is arguably the most boring character.
She's terrible.
Though, what's his face? The Ward. Tall guy. Yeah, Ward is equally boring. But, yeah, it's basically becoming all about her. The last episode, it was just completely focused on her and her backstory. And it's like, what are we at? We're five, six episodes in, and we don't know anything about any of the other characters except for Sky. Like, come on, you guys. This is supposed to be an ensemble show. Like, that was like one of the great things about Joss Whedon shows is that they are become like when it's an ensemble, like when it's a true ensemble show, it's really good. But when there's too much focus on one character, it just is boring as all hell. Moving on.
I want to stay on. I don't want to move.
Always on.
So, Dave, what's going on with movies these days?
I saw a couple fun movies this weekend based off of books that I was very excited to see. And,
did you?
I did. I saw the Ender's Game there, and it should be safe to talk about. The embargo is up on the embargo for everything but reviews is up on Tuesday, so I can talk about it. Blown away. I was a huge fan of the book, and I read it recently, so in my mind I had this movie in mind. You know, with like the modern graphics and stuff. I know, Amanda, you had voiced that you didn't picture it as such a robust computer-generated battlefield type thing, and I loved every second of it. They hit all of the beats in the book, because you know how when you know the story, you kind of look forward to like certain beats or parts of the story, mm-hmm. and they hit every single one that I was looking forward to. They hit, and it resonated with me even more powerful than in the book. So, super excited. Ender's Game. See it on Friday. You will not be sad.
Exciting.
So, yeah. Yar. And the other one I won't be able to talk much about, it was Catching Fire. And the only reason I'm actually bringing it up was because I, in the past, have had not had many positive things to say about Catching Fire. And so since November is a real big movie a month for movies based off of books, we have The Hobbit, we have The Hobbit, Ender's Game, and Catching Fire. The Hobbit's December. But we have three in the next month and a half, we'll have three movies based off of books. So I wanted to go back and read all three of those books, and Catching Fire always had like a bad taste in my mouth because I really liked the original Hunger Games. And when I reread it,
in your mouth.
Yeah. And in my reread, I actually enjoyed Catching Fire a lot more. It still wasn't as good as the first one, but it was much better. And so I went on to read the third book because that's the one I loathed so much, thinking that maybe I was just a dick that day. Maybe it actually is a good book. But 10 pages in, it was Sucksville, USA, and F that book. Mockingjay sucks two penises. But we'll talk more about Catching Fire in a later podcast. But the effects are better, the story's better, the acting's better, and everything is better than the first one. And I love the first one, so yay.
Why is it called Catching Fire? What is because catching on fire?
The rebellion is catching fire.
Oh, I see.
Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire, is
is you know, she's starting a little revolution. She is her and that hot pita.
Oh, she's like put down.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't he like fire hose? And this one, Donald Sutherland and everyone tries to pee on her to put the fire out, but like she's too fast. She's in like a chariot, so she gets away.
Yeah, that's cool.
So she remains on fire. And Catching Fire is the same as Ender's Game. You know, I was waiting for those beats in the book, and they came and they hit, and they were enjoyable. So yeah, so that's all for like actual film review type things. In other film news, Summit hired a new director for the Highlander reboot. I want to say it's the fourth director that they've hired for the reboot since it was announced about 18 months ago. The new guy this will be his first feature film he's ever directed. He's done several second unit directing, and he's also an FX coordinator. But yeah, so we'll see if he can pull it off. It's been a influx film, and I know Justin's a big fan of the Highlander franchise, so I don't know what his thoughts are on A, if it needs to be rebooted, and B, what he'd like to see in a reboot.
I don't know, man. I think the world is done with Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun because it's an 80s movie, at least the first one. But it was great when I was a kid and a teenager, but I really don't think the world needs another Connor McLeod story. But fair enough. That's just me.
You are the everyman.
Yeah, I really am.
they get their cues on what to love and what to hate.
Yeah, I order a chicken sandwich with no chicken. I'm definitely the everyman.
You're the anti-everyman. You're the one. You're who they want to be.
I complicate everything. It's terrible. Whatever.
By the time you're listening to this, if you haven't already seen it, the trailer for Days of Future Past, the new X-Men movie, go to geeklegacy.com and check it out. It's going to debut at 6 a.m. Pacific time. We'll definitely have it on the site as soon as it's up, hopefully right after. Bryan Singer did a question and answer on Twitter, and he said the tone of the film will be darker than any of the other X-Men movies, and that we can expect a lot of characters. He just rattled off all these characters that were going to be in it, and basically every character except for Gambit and Deadpool are in this movie. But he did warn that this trailer will be kind of a character-driven trailer because a lot of the effects aren't done yet. But he said that you should be quite happy with the trailer. Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, check it out. Check out the trailer. Geeklegacy.com. Love it. Like it. Comment. Share it with your friends. Stamp it. Put it in a jar.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's enough.
What?
That's all there is. What? You got some something in the world of the video games?
I actually have a question for you guys. What do you think it means to be a gamer? David, go. Took too long. Randy, go.
I think it means somebody that enjoys playing a game occasionally. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer. That's why they have the term hardcore gamer. If you're a gamer, you enjoy gaming, you have gaming buddies, then yeah. And that can be tabletop gaming, video gaming, card gaming. Doesn't matter.
I like it. David, do you have an answer now?
I do. I mean, similar to Randy, if you enjoy playing games, then you're a gamer. You know, I mean, it can be some stupid social game you play on Facebook, something you play on your phone, or something you play on like a high-end PC. I mean, I think that there's just too many elitist snobs out there who want to put labels on everything. And, you know, if you enjoy playing games, you're a gamer. Who cares?
What about you, Amanda? Do you disagree?
No, I mean, I kind of get annoyed with people who try to claim like you have to pass some sort of criteria to be considered a gamer. I mean, I think if you like to play games, then you can call yourself a gamer. I mean, I guess that there's certain degrees, obviously, like people who are really hardcore about it, you know, buy every major title that comes out and, you know, spend at least a couple hours every day. Like, I mean, I'm not like that because there's other stuff I want to do in my day. I mean, I love playing games, but most of the time that's just something that, like, I kind of have to make an appointment for it. Whereas if I just have some downtime, I'd rather, like, catch up on a book I'm reading or maybe maybe some TV, but I don't know. I don't have a lot of patience for people who try and tell you what you are or not. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to like be in their own little, like cool kid club. Like, you know, you're not as cool as me because I got prestige in Call of Duty in like 13 minutes. Yeah, that's great. I don't have time to do that. You know, I'll get to prestige, but it'll take me, you know, a month and a half, and then you'll laugh that I'm like not prestige when we fight, and you'll call me a noob. But oh well, don't be a. You're just a dick.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'll be prestige, but you'll still be a dick.
I like it. Yeah, just wanted to clear the air. I've been reading a lot of forums lately and a lot of websites. I'd say every website that has a comment section is loaded with people that are just total D-bags that try and identify what a gamer is, and I was curious what you guys thought one was. And I agree with all of you. Anyone that enjoys playing video games can call themselves a gamer. If they find the time to pick up a controller or a handheld device of some sort and can take the time to play a game every now and again and they enjoy it, then they're a gamer.
Fair enough. We can put that one to rest.
No,
put it to bed,
play
as it were.
100 hours a week minimum.
Right. Then you're just a loser.
False. No way. I'm the coolest around because I play that much.
Yeah. You wear your power glove outside.
Hell yeah.
Got the monocle with the heads up display.
Yeah. Fire.
There you go. That's good times. That's all I got. Do we have a list?
Better. We do have a fun list.
What do you got?
I found a list on BuzzFeed of 20 famous movie lines that people have been saying wrong. I'm not going to go over all 20 because some of them are kind of dumb. I think this could have been a list of top 10, but they insisted on making it longer. But anyway, in no particular order, I'm just going to do the ones that are actually the most different from what you would think. So let's see. So Dirty Harry. You know, what's the famous line from Dirty Harry?
Guys? Oh, do you feel lucky? Or make my day?
Go ahead and make my day.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I'm thinking of the do you feel lucky one. So, yeah, so people always say, do you feel lucky, punk? But the actual quote from the movie is, you got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? That's the actual line.
I like our line better.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why it's been changed, because the actual one's too long. Let's see, what's another good one? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the whole mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? It's actually not the quote. That's not actually what she says. She actually says, magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Oh, fascinating.
Bitch! Right?
Yeah. It's like, gee, I don't know, you narcissistic bitch.
I don't know, you got me hanging on a wall, and you'll break me if I say something else, so I'm going to go with you.
True.
You're the prettiest one in front of me right now.
Works for me.
Or you're the prettiest here, but I like old-ass bitches.
So Empire Strikes Back, Luke, I am your father. He doesn't actually say Luke.
No.
He says, no, I am your father.
Yar.
The heck, you guys?
So what was preceding it? Was it like, so you're my mother?
I don't know.
He told me enough. He said, you killed her. You killed
oh,
her.
Yeah, that's right.
You killed my father.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
Yeah, he's like, that son of a bitch chopped off my arms and legs and left me to die in a fire.
And then lied about me.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, that son of a bitch got what was going to.
Look, I don't want to talk ill of the dead, but that Obi-Wan was a real prick.
Yeah, and a liar. So.
And a liar. Did he try to drop that certain point of view bullshit on you? I know he did. Fuck, I hate that guy.
Yeah. Never mind, the life support is keeping me alive, and he's the one that fucking left me to die.
Yeah.
On a molten planet.
But I'm the bad guy.
Is there one about we're going to need a bigger boat?
Yeah.
So we didn't pre-screen the list.
Well, we did pre-screen the list, but I thought that there were more of them that were more interesting.
What are some misquotes that we do?
We're going to need a bigger boat. Is actually you're going to need a bigger boat.
Right. Oh, what about the Frankly Scarlet, I Don't Give a Damn? Is that one? People always mess that up.
Yeah. It is Frankly, My Dear, I Don't Give a Damn.
There you go. Shit, man.
Do people say Frankly Scarlet? I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
I know. I don't think I've heard it. People say Frankly Scarlet. I always heard it as Frankly, My Dear.
Right.
What is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that is it.
Well, yeah, he doesn't say Scarlet.
What is there? A Wizard of Oz one on there?
Yep.
A Little Dog too? Is that one? I'll get you my
person. No, it's like, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. It's actually, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Right. So it's just, you know, like, people changed it so it's easier to say.
Right.
It fits on a bumper sticker better.
And you would be the asshole if you corrected them anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, you're saying it wrong.
And Scarecrow, I'll miss you most of all. Yeah. Oh, thanks, bitch. We're all right here.
Yeah. Actually, Hannibal Lecter doesn't say hello, Clarice. He actually says good evening, Clarice.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
You gotta know what time of day it is when he's talking to her.
Yeah.
Actually, Charlton Heston doesn't say get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. He says take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Wow.
How dare they? That's definitely a Vanilla Ice
person. Ding, 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 ding. Theirs goes.
And ours
goes.
Yeah. Oh, so in The Godfather, how would, you know, the offer he can't refuse line, how would you have said it?
I'm going to give him an offer he can't refuse.
Going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what is it? I'm a make.
They're saying, they're saying that the misquote is people always say, I want to make him an offer he can't refuse, but I've never heard it that way.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Right, exactly.
There's a lot of people out there that think BuzzFeed is what's wrong with the internet, and I'm starting to side with them now.
Yeah. Their list
are
mostly.
Screw you, BuzzFeed. If you're on BuzzFeed now.
Any other fun ones on that list?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
There's no
Star Trek. The rest are just dumb.
No Indiana Jones quotes?
Nope.
Did you guys hear the rumor about Harrison Ford about that he was trying to like blackmail Disney to make an Indy 5?
Randy like did something on Facebook about it or something.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
I did, yeah. Basically saying something to the effect of he'll only agree to be in episode 7 if Disney will make a commitment to make Indy 5.
Oh, that's not blackmail. That's extortion.
Yeah.
Then I don't want him in episode 7 then.
You know what? I think it's the best of both worlds because we'll get him in episode 7 and Indy 5. It's a win-win situation.
I can't believe he wants to do Indy 5.
Are you kidding? He loves that franchise.
When everyone shat on Crystal Skull?
It wasn't his fault. He was amazing in it.
It is his fault. If he loved Indy, he would have taken one. Because you know that movie's not getting, Indy 4 is not getting made without Spielberg, Lucas, and Harrison Ford all agreeing to it. There's no way that Harrison Ford read that script like, this is tight. This is going to be like Temple of Doom 2. No. they knew that they were making a piece of shit.
That's too bad. I mean, especially after such a long wait, and all this talk of, oh, they didn't like the script, oh, they didn't like the script, and then like make that. That's kind of silly. I don't get it. I mean, at least I was under the impression that the reason why Indiana Jones part, whatever, 4 hadn't been made was because they couldn't agree on a script for the longest time. That's true.
They were talking about it since the 90s.
Yeah. They were all so busy, and they needed a script, and then, you know, they had time, and then they didn't like the script.
So, as far as I'm concerned, they loved the script to Kingdom of Crystal Skull, and the rest of the world didn't. That's how I feel. I think that they legitimately thought it was great, and that's why they made it. That's why they spent so much money on it. That's why they made toys, and everyone thought it sucked.
Yeah. No, we should start a petition, no Indy 5. We should tell Disney that they should negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
and tell Harrison Ford that they'll just recast Han Solo. I mean, Randy is the biggest Indy fan here. Do you want to give them another chance and have an 85?
Yes, without a doubt. I don't even have to think about it. Yes.
You don't think that they would just cripple the franchise even more than they have?
You know what? I don't care. You know how bad the last one was? If it gets worse, I can't even fathom that. Can it get worse?
I don't know.
Can't we only go up from here? I'm willing to give them that the benefit of the doubt, because you know what? They gave me three of my favorite movies of all time. And the fourth, we don't talk about that. But I'm willing to believe.
Well, there you go. What would you want him to go hunting for?
I don't care. I think David actually came up with a really good idea just the other day. We were talking about this very subject. And he said, you know what? It would be best if they just treated it like Temple of Doom and made it a prequel. Have it take place before Crystal Skull. That way you don't have Mutt. You don't have Marion. You have a random Indiana Jones adventure banging some random broad, looking for some random artifact. And then that is the key. That is like the formula to indie magic.
Yep. We were on our way to Supermax.
But I hated Temple of Doom.
Well, I just meant
it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have the same feel as the movie itself, but it just in the paradigm of Indiana Jones films and the times they take place, it was, you know, a step back before Raiders, because at that point in time they couldn't fathom going after anything bigger than the Ark of the Covenant.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes back. What he should do? He should go back for the Grail again. Plus, if you make it a movie before Crystal Skull, you can bring back Sean Connery if he changes his mind.
And they can dig up Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he died just a couple years after Last Crusade.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while.
Just like 2 or 3 years after Last Crusade, I think he passed away. That's nuts. I didn't even realize that until like 2 weeks ago.
Clearly, Randy, we need to write an indie spec script and get it over to Disney right now.
Well, I mean, I guess they're looking, but...
Indy
5,000.
Yeah, thought revile. The thought makes me want to vomit up my dinner.
Well, what happens if they make a terrible... Like, in your eyes, can they make a terrible Star Wars movie? Or do you think you just love it no matter what?
It's entirely possible. See, because I like... You know, I won't defend the prequels again, but, you know, the prequels were I enjoyed for different reasons than, like, other people did and stuff like that. So it would be harder for them to make a Star Wars movie that, like, I just hated from start to finish, because I'd have to imagine that any time spent in that universe, unless it was all of a sudden, like, an R-rated, like, sex movie or something just completely off base from a Star Wars film, I'm going to be able to find, you know, things to like. There's going to be space battles. There's going to be lightsaber fights. You know, there's going to be iconic Star Wars moments that will draw me in and make me excited for it. To where that was, you know, everything that they had done with Indy in the past, they'd almost like parodied in Crystal Skull. Like, you know, him fighting, he looked ridiculous. Him running, he looked ridiculous. The whole nuke the fridge, the whole duck armored vehicle going off the waterfall. You know, and there were aliens, and Indiana Jones gets married. I mean, they take, like, his fear of snakes, and they make a gag out of it with a rope. I mean, it was like National Lampoon's Indiana Jones. Like, it's something you see, like that's a big complaint people have with Into Darkness. They don't think that Abrams, I mean, not that I agree with this point of view, but that Abrams doesn't understand the franchise of Star Wars, or of Star Trek, I'm sorry. And it was like this movie was made by not Spielberg and not Lucas, by someone who had never seen an Indiana Jones movie.
Huh.
Yeah. That.
And we were also talking about like how it was missing like practical effects. And you can tell that a lot of Crystal Skull was shot on the soundstage. At least with stuff like Raiders of the Lost Ark, you look at it, Temple of Doom, you look at it, and you know they went out in the jungle in the middle of nowhere and shot it, and it looks beautiful, and it's something that you just can't reproduce. But you look at Crystal Skull, and 95% of the movie looks like it was shot inside of a sound studio.
But yeah, how many movies use practical effects these days anymore anyway?
Not very many. Well, you know, of the scale of a Star Wars or an Indiana Jones or Star Trek even for that matter, not very many. But part of the magic of the original films was the fact that they had all these beautiful locales that actually exist, and that they took the time and expense to actually go to these places and shoot there. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think look at episode 3. Look at episodes 2 and 3 from Star Wars. So much of that was shot against a green screen. And I heard an interesting little fact about Mark Hamill changing subjects a little bit over to the prequels again, or to the new Star Wars sequels rather. I heard a little, like, a proviso in Mark Hamill's contract is he actually wants the next Star Wars movies to be shot more practically and less green screen, or he wouldn't come back to reprise his role. And I don't know if there's any truth to that, because I don't know exactly where that quote came from, but it's just something that I heard. And that's because he's afraid of it turning into something like in episode 3, where it was 90% shot against a green screen. And that is, especially for an actor who's not used to it, that's not a fun prospect to be looking at.
Right. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
I think that's one of the reasons why I like the Lord of the Rings movie so much, is because it just looks like such a magical place, and I want to go there. I think that's so cool that they're able to do that.
You know what? You can. It's called New Zealand.
I know. I don't want to take like a 20-hour plane ride to get there, but I mean, I definitely love how it's this. I mean, yeah, they obviously enhance it on their computer screens and make it look more lush or whatever, but
yeah.
I just love the idea that that is really a tree that they're climbing or whatever the case. I think that that looks just amazing, and it's a shame that there's this insane, crazy action sequences, but when you know it's fake, it definitely takes something away.
Right, and I think the argument that people have that the prequels weren't as good because they didn't do as much practical shooting as the original trilogy is completely bullshit, because very little of the original trilogy was shot in something other than a studio. So take A New Hope. You have the opening scene. They're in a studio because they're in the spaceships. You have a couple minutes of Tatooine, but anytime they go into somewhere in Tatooine, they're on a set. They go to the Millennium Falcon, they're in space, they're on a set. They go to the Death Star, they're on a set. They go to the Rebel base, they're on a set. They go back up in space, they're on a set. You know, there's probably 15 minutes of total screen time on an actual location in Tunisia, or on an actual location in Peru where they shot the Massassian temples. You know,
I don't have a problem with it being shot on a set, because obviously they're going to have to build some kind of mock-up of the Death Star. But when it's all green walls, green floor, you have green objects in your hand, or you're sitting in the cockpit of an all-green vehicle or speeder bike or something like that, because everything is going to be added CGI in post, that's when the actors, they can't help but have some disconnect.
But you know, I mean, there's nothing 4, 5, tangible. And 6, in front of them. It was they just did matte paintings. I mean, there was still I would venture to say that there wasn't a significant difference in practical sets versus from the prequels to the original trilogy. The only difference was that they were able to use computer technology in lieu of matte paintings, and so we're able to. You take the special edition of Empire Strikes Back. You go to Cloud City. You know, original version, you have a matte painting of this, like, plain, boring, kind of reddish skyline. Special edition, they kept the same practical sets. All they did was they took those windows and they made a beautiful Cloud City outside of it. So, I mean, I think, because Rene, we were talking about this, you can't recreate. We all watched the original trilogy as kids. And true. We watched the new movies as adults, and we're never going to have the same reaction that we had as an adult that we had as a kid, to where a kid watching the prequels loves it, you know, because that's their Star Wars as a kid. You know, it's not our Star Wars as a kid. You know, we're watching Star Wars as an adult now. You know, we watched 4, 5, and 6 as kids.
At least in the old ones, when they were inside a lot, and you could tell that they were inside an actual, what looked like an actual building. When they're in Cloud City, it looks like they're actually walking around an actual place. Whereas in the new ones, they spend a lot of time outside in a fake world. And when they are on, like, Coruscant, all these ridiculous shots of these fake skylines and ridiculous buildings aren't really there. So I even when they are inside, it still looks fake. That's what I think the problem is. I don't like that look.
Fair.
But whatever.
Yeah, it's a 100% valid argument. There is no right answer.
Except for Amanda's.
Who has no.
Except I wrote the best justification for that movie ever.
Indiana Jones? Yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
Like, oh.
That is what started it, yeah.
Is that it? Do we have a game?
We do have
a game.
I don't
know. Amanda, do we have a game?
Mm-hmm. I made a working title game.
Ooh.
It's all television shows. So we'll see if Dave can win this one. But he'll probably win anyway. Because he always wins.
Ouch.
But let's see. What order should we go in?
You can't say stuff like that because then he'll get sad and he won't play.
Yeah, you can say that after the game, well, not before the game.
It's just us, so I mean, he's used to beating you guys down. So, you guys ready?
Yeah,
ready.
Okay, so the first one is Garrulous Young Lady.
New Girl?
No.
Sex in the City?
Nope. Nothing? Maybe I mean it's too hard.
What a dumb game.
What is it?
Gossip Girl.
Garrulous means gossip.
Is it Japanese?
I didn't know that.
No, garrulous means like you talk a lot.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right, so pretend we have like a 12, like we have a 7th grade reading level and do it again.
Maybe I don't, maybe I shouldn't have used the thesaurus.
should have been bitch talk too much.
What's it going way?
Okay, maybe this will help. Now I'm worried about
whether okay. We'll get them.
Okay. All right, the next one. Longest meet cute story ever.
I Met Your Mother.
Yep, that's it. Yay, they've got one. Okay.
Take that, Mosby.
All right, next one. I Was on an Island for 5 years.
Awesome. Arrow.
Yep, that's it. Surprised at you, Justin. Did we lose him? No, we couldn't lose Justin.
No, I heard Dave say Lost. And oh. I thought for some reason I thought that was right. So I just gave up. I was like, well, they did get off and get back on. It's probably 5 years.
This one might be tough, but I think we have mentioned the show before. But anyway. Folks Who Come from the Future.
The Tomorrow People?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that a show yet?
Yeah, it might be canceled by now. It's
I didn't even know it aired.
It's been on twice. The first episode sucked.
This one should be pretty easy. Cop in a Wheelchair.
What?
Ironside?
Yep, that's it. Go, Randy. Okay, so Randy's got two. Dave has one.
Are any of these going to be shows that went more than one episode?
Didn't that just get canceled, like, today?
It lasts, like, on Thursday.
Oh. The thing was,
you just went through your DVR.
I did end up doing a lot of newer shows because I know Justin, when he did a working title game, he did include some TV shows, and I was worried about repeating.
Oh, no, it's fine. I like it that it's hard.
Okay.
This game's not going to be relevant by tomorrow.
Okay, this one's been on for a while. So, Contemporary Household.
Modern Family?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Randy's...
Dang, Words with Friends.
Leave you guys in his death. Okay. The Insane People.
Crazy Ones.
Ooh, Dave got it.
Oh my god.
I watched none of these shows. I watched How I Met Your Mother.
Alright, the next one is What You Get When You Have No Superheroes.
Hey, Agent Shield. Yeah.
I'm not sure who.
You can give it to Dave, that's fine.
We'll flip a coin.
Oh, I just flipped one, I won.
Alright.
Okay, Justin got it. Oh, this one, wait, now that I think about it, maybe I didn't do this one very well. Okay, so this one has the pronoun I in it, but when I say I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the main character in the show.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I just fucking exploded.
Okay. Names of people I don't like.
All I can think is I.
I have no idea.
Blacklist?
Oh, Blacklist?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, the I was in the clue, not the title. I'm just trying to think of like shows that have I in the title.
Oh no, that's not what I meant. Sorry.
Damn it.
There is an I in the title.
There is an I in the Blacklist.
From a certain point of view.
Your hint threw us all off.
Sorry. I was worried that when I said names to people I don't like, then you would think that I was talking about people that, like me, Amanda.
You're like,
doesn't
you lose your podcast.
All right, next one. Soldier who goes to sleep for a really long time.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
We're all tied up at three now.
This is probably, this kind of gives it, this one should be pretty easy. Adorable Dork.
Adorable Dork?
Yeah.
Oh, New Girl?
Yay! Good job, Justin. Let's see. Justin has four.
Oh, shit.
Randy has three and Dave has three.
I retired champion.
You guys, no, there's still four more.
What? That's like yeah. 10!
Four more.
Game over!
Justin was engraving his trophy.
Oh. He came with 15.
What?
Do it.
Shit.
German dude who sees monsters.
What the fuck?
This is a show?
Yes!
German dude who sees monsters.
Guys?
That's a dumb BBC show, is it?
No, it's not. It's on a major network.
What, the German guy?
Grimm?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Just take Grimm. That, Justin.
Tied up at four. Tied up at four.
You're getting the asterisk. That's one. Hard one.
So you get the asterisk. We had a questionable tie, and you won by coin toss.
Oh, okay.
All right, questionable coin toss.
Okay. Sociopaths who run a bar.
Run a bar?
Come on, you guys.
I don't know. No shows. Oh, there's a bar? Like a
bar?
Actual bar with like alcohol, or is this like a ballerina bar?
Like Sullivan and Sons?
Like an actual bar with alcohol.
Cheers.
No.
I don't think we're looking at anything that old.
I don't know no bar shows!
TV right now. Okay.
It's not Sullivan and Sons.
It's not. All right, you guys aren't going to get it. Always Somebody in Philadelphia.
I don't watch that.
No.
You don't?
No. Last thing I watched with Danny DeVito was Twins.
Word.
And that was a long time ago. Maybe Batman Returns. I guess I saw that.
I watched Screwed with Norm MacDonald. He's in that.
Well, there you go.
Well, you guys are probably not going to get this one either.
Great.
Sounds
must
like
be on FX.
I think I made these too hard.
Sounds like an FX show.
Sociopath who solves crimes with a hot chick.
Elementary?
Yes. Good job, Dave. All right. So, Justin, 1, 2, 3.
I still have 4.
4. Dave has 5.
And I am out.
And Randy's not gonna make
but
it.
But you can still play spoiler, Randy.
There's one more left.
You can tie up. You can tie up for second, Randy. A tie for silver is better than solo bronze.
Okay, mob guys running New York. I think.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yay! Good job, Dave.
They're in New Jersey.
Yeah, they.
Are they New Jersey?
New York. Yeah.
Whoops! Sorry, guys. Watch Boardwalk Empire. But Dave still got it.
Atlantic City.
Oh.
Did you play Monopoly? Doing my dance. Doing the jig. Doing the jig.
Dick City was in Jersey.
I was worried about Randy. Randy was Randy, you just peaked too early.
No, and then I came on strong to win, only to have it taken away.
You were like, Fast and the Furious, you hit the nitrous just too early, and I was like,
it was a lot of shows that I don't watch, or in some that I had never even heard of, so I was just doomed from the start.
Yeah.
Randy, I guarantee you watch more of those shows than I do.
I don't know.
I watch Modern Family and How I Met Your Mother out of those.
I don't watch either of those. I watch Arrow.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yay!
Great game, Amanda. I'm impressed.
I made it so hard.
It's good when it's hard because then it's not just like speed, like first person who shouts that. Everyone's got to think.
Yeah, it's thought provoking.
Winner.
Yeah, I can't wait to edit all the dead silence. Trying to guess.
Make us all look like geniuses.
Yeah. Shit, man, that was tough. Good game, Amanda.
It was. It was a lot of fun, though. I like it when it's tough. And we got most of them. I mean, there was only like two we didn't get. Right?
Yeah, like Heart of Dixie and fuck.
I almost did one like Nashville or Heart of Dixie, and I was like, no.
Yeah, so it wasn't too hard because there's only two we didn't get. So your game was perfect.
And I watched Gossip Girl too. That's the sad thing. I wish I knew. She's using crazy words.
I shouldn't have used a big word. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I am sad that we didn't get Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't watch it, but we all know.
Yeah, I would have thought you guys would have watched it. It's like totally up your alley.
Boo. So yeah. Cool. Great game. Great game. Great list. Great friends, great brews, you know, just great all around. Great. One of these great.
Anybody got anything else they want to mention?
Absolutely. I'd like to remind everyone about our good friends over at indierein.com. That's REIGN.com. They are your one-stop shop for buying or renting films streamed straight to your computer. We will be posting reviews for films that are currently available to stream on IndieRain, so be sure to check those out as well on geeklegacy.com.
Okay, so that does it for our latest episode of the Geek Legacy podcast. Make sure you also check out our other podcasts, the Pixelated podcast hosted by Stephen James and our very own Justin Cavender, and also the Comic Corner with Jeff and Tyler, and make sure you also check us out at Twitter and Facebook. Thanks, guys. Bye.